All right, so are you ready for this one? We're going deep on Homestuck fandom. Yeah, we've got a stack of messages and images, and it's all straight from a fan forum.
Okay.
Specifically, this thread called HSG. And it's a Sunday.
Sundays on HSG. Wow. That's brave of you.
Well, you know us, always ready to dive headfirst into the wild side of the internet.
Yeah.
But for real, even if you've never heard of Homestuck, stick with us on this one.
Yes,
It's really like peeking behind the curtain of this passionate, maybe a little chaotic online community.
okay.
I mean, think digital anthropology meets meme culture with like a dash of internet mystery for good measure.
I like where you're going with this.
So the thread starts off with this user who's clearly feeling a bit burnt out on the state of the fandom. They're like complaining about what they call this like repetitive gimmick. And they're like longing for something a little more heartwarming. And they even mentioned missing like the good old Kraket and Asuka phases. Now, I know Homestuck is full of like inside jokes and lingo and stuff. So what are these phases all about?
It sounds like they're shorthand for like different moods or types of content that kind of cycle through the fandom.
Right?
You see, Karkat is this character who's known for being like angry and sarcastic.
Oh.
So a Karkat phase might be like a time when the fandom is leaning towards like negativity or more critical discussions.
Okay.
But on the other hand, Asuka, that's another character, she represents a mix of strength and vulnerability. So an Asuka phase could signal like a desire for content that's a little bit more heartfelt or emotional.
So this user is basically tired of the doom and gloom and they want to see some more sunshine and rainbows, but Homestuck style.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
It speaks to the ebb and flow of online communities. You know, tastes change, people evolve, and what's popular one day may not be the next.
Yeah, well, speaking of change, things take a sharp turn when another user jumps in talking about their hypnofag phase.
Oh boy.
And they even start posting images that are related to the band Insane Clown Posse and their Juggalo following. Now, I've got to admit, the Juggalo scene is not something I'm super familiar with. Like, what's going on here?
This is where it gets interesting. So, this sudden interest in the Juggalo subculture, especially within a Homestuck forum, could be a few things. You have to remember that Homestuck itself often embraces irony, the grotesque, and even a sense of outsider status. The Juggalos, with their unique aesthetics and rituals, might tap into that same vein.
So it's not just about the music, it's like the whole cultural package.
Precisely, yeah. It's like they're finding a reflection of Homestuck's own like quirky spirit in this seemingly unrelated subculture. It's about like finding kinship in the unexpected.
It makes sense. It's like that moment when you discover a band that no one else has heard of and you feel like
Yes.
you've stumbled upon this like secret, awesome world.
Exactly. It's that thrill of discovery, the feeling of being like in the know. But of course, not everyone in the thread is on board with this sudden gigolo fascination. Some users are confused. Some are even calling it out as like shallow or pretentious. And comparing this user to a figure named Nameless Sudia.
Who is this mysterious figure, and why are they being brought up in such a negative light?
Well, from the context, it seems like Nameless Sudia is like a former forum moderator, or at least a prominent member who was known for having, let's just say, controversial opinions, and maybe a tendency to come across as a bit of an intellectual poser.
So they're basically saying this hypnofag user is all talk and no substance, just like Nameless Sudia.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. They're questioning the sincerity of this like sudden interest in gigolos, suggesting that it's more about looking cool or edgy than any genuine appreciation for the subculture.
It's the classic internet dilemma, authenticity versus posturing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when someone suddenly starts wearing a band's t-shirt after they get super popular, but you suspect they don't even really listen to their music. You can't help but wonder, like, are you a real fan or are you just trying to fit in?
Exactly. And that suspicion of inauthenticity can breed a lot of animosity in tight-knit communities like this one.
Well, before we get too lost in the weeds of internet authenticity, let's take a quick detour to something a little more relatable.
Okay.
One user is having a full-blown meltdown because their favorite dish, Lazici, got removed from a local restaurant's menu.
Oh no, that's heartbreaking.
I know. It's a reminder that these anonymous users are real people with real-world joys and frustrations.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes the internet is a place for these deep philosophical debates, and sometimes it's just a place to vent about your favorite spicy Sichuan dish disappearing.
Seriously, I think we've all been there. Heartbroken over a menu change. I mean, who hasn't had a go-to order that suddenly vanishes?
Right.
It's like losing a friend.
It is. But you know what's interesting? Even a seemingly trivial moment like this tells us something about the dynamics of this forum. There's a level of trust and vulnerability in sharing something so personal.
It's like they're letting their guard down a little, showing their human side. It makes you realize that online communities can be about more than just memes and arguments.
Absolutely. It's a glimpse into the shared human experience, even if it is filtered through the lens of like a Homestuck forum.
Well, speaking of human experiences, things take a darker turn with a comment about transgender users and gun violence.
Yeah.
It's a really sensitive topic, and I don't want to misrepresent anything, so I'll let you handle this one.
Of course. It's a very loaded statement, and we need to be careful not to draw conclusions that aren't there. The mere presence of transgender users doesn't automatically lead to conversations about violence.
Right.
However, we can't ignore the context of online hate speech and the fact that marginalized groups often face a disproportionate amount of like vitriol and threats.
It's a stark reminder that online spaces, even ones dedicated to something as seemingly lighthearted as a webcomic, can be battlegrounds for real-world prejudices and anxieties. It's like a microcosm of society reflecting both the good and the bad.
Yeah. It's a sobering thought, isn't it? But it also speaks to the power of online communities to like bring these issues to light, to spark conversations that might not happen otherwise.
You're right. It's a double-edged sword, but at least these issues are being acknowledged and discussed, even if it's in a messy and imperfect way. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a little less heavy.
Okay.
There's this ongoing thread throughout the forum about a user who's struggling to recreate the original Homestuck art style.
Yeah.
In like their fan creations. And apparently they're using Linux and having a heck of a time replicating the look that was achieved with programs like Photoshop. What's the deal with this fixation on using the exact same tools as the original creator?
Ugh. The quest for authenticity. This is a fascinating one. Think about it. For some fans, it's not just about creating something inspired by the work. It's about trying to step into the shoes of the original artist to understand their process on like a deeper level.
Right.
Using the same tools becomes a way of paying homage, of showing a deep respect for the source material.
So it's like a chef insisting on using a specific type of knife or a musician playing a vintage instrument.
Yeah.
It's about more than just the end result. It's about honoring the craft and tradition.
Exactly. And in this case, the user's struggle highlights the tension between that desire for authenticity and like the limitations of technology.
Right.
Software evolves, operating systems change, and sometimes those old tools just aren't accessible anymore. It makes you wonder if the original Homestuck artists ever faced similar challenges, you know, back in the early days of the comic.
I bet they did. Technology is a constantly moving target, especially in the creative world. It's like trying to recreate a painting from 100 years ago using like modern pigments and brushes. The materials might be different, but the spirit, the intention, that's what you're trying to capture.
Beautifully put. And speaking of capturing a certain spirit, let's talk about Mom, the user who's been consistently expressing negativity and frustration throughout the thread.
Oh, yeah.
He seems particularly fixated on another user who writes in what he calls purple prose, going so far as to suggest they should be shot.
Yikes.
What's going on with Mom? Is this just an online persona or is there something deeper at play?
Yeah, Mom is a bit of a mystery. I mean, online communities can be breeding grounds for negativity.
Yeah.
But his comments are particularly harsh. It's like he's actively trying to bring everyone down.
It's a good question. On one hand, you could argue it's all an act, a way of playing the grumpy old man character for laughs. You know, the internet can be a stage, and some people use it to perform these exaggerated versions of themselves.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there's a real possibility that this is a reflection of, like, genuine anger or frustration. Anonymity can be a shield, allowing people to express emotions they might suppress in, like, face-to-face interactions.
It's like the internet gives people a megaphone for their negativity.
Right.
But even if Mom is just putting on a show, it's worth remembering that words have power, even online.
Absolutely. And the impact of those words can be amplified in a community setting. It's like throwing a stone into a pond. The ripples spread outward, affecting everyone.
Well, let's shift our focus to some of the more positive interactions that we're seeing in this thread.
Yeah.
Remember the user who is sharing ideas for custom stickers?
Yeah.
It seems like MEX, presumably the forum moderator, is playing an active role in curating those submissions. approving some and rejecting others. Mm. What's the significance of stickers in this context?
Ah, stickers. They might seem trivial, but they've become a powerful form of expression in online communities. It's about adding a personal touch, a visual flair to the conversation.
Right.
And in this case, MEX's role as like a curator speaks to the importance of maintaining a certain community identity. They're shaping the visual language of the forum, mm-hmm. ensuring that the stickers reflect the shared values and aesthetics of the group.
It's like they're the gatekeepers of cool, deciding what's worthy of being immortalized in sticker form.
Exactly. It's a subtle form of power, but it speaks volumes about the dynamics of this community, and it ties into something we touched on earlier. That tension between individual expression and the desire for group cohesion.
You know, it's kind of like street art. You can spray paint your message on a wall, but there's this unspoken code, a sense of respect for the space and the community.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act between freedom and responsibility.
I like that analogy. It captures the essence of what's happening here. Now, speaking of unexpected twists towards the end of the thread, users start noticing that the animated GIF thumbnails are displaying incorrectly. What starts as a technical glitch quickly turns into this wave of jokes and speculation about haunted GIFs and system glitches. It's amazing how quickly this community can turn a bug into a feature.
It's like they're collectively saying, hey, if the internet's going to be weird, we might as well embrace it.
Yeah.
They're not letting a little technical hiccup ruin their fun. It's actually kind of inspiring.
It is. It speaks to their resilience, their ability to adapt and find humor in the face of the unexpected. Remember, the internet is a constantly evolving beast.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those glitches and imperfections are what make it so fascinating. It's like stumbling upon a hidden Easter egg in a video game.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to be there, but it adds a layer of delight and surprise.
And, you know, that brings us back to the ongoing mystery of the Dave picture. Uh-huh. This mythical image that everyone claims to have seen but can no longer find. What do you make of this? Is it a real picture that's been lost to the digital ether, or is it just a collective inside joke?
The Dave picture is a fascinating example of how online communities create their own mythology, their own shared history. Okay. It's like a digital urban legend passed down through forum posts and whispered in chat rooms. And the fact that it's seemingly unattainable only adds to its mystique. It's the quest for the holy grail of Homestuck memes.
It's like that feeling when you were a kid and you heard rumors of a secret level in your favorite video game.
Yeah.
Everyone swore it existed, but no one could ever find it. It became this like legendary thing, this shared obsession. I love that this kind of thing still happens, even in the age of instant access and information overload.
It speaks to the enduring power of mystery and the human need for shared stories. And in a way, it doesn't even matter if the Dave picture actually exists. What matters is the sense of community. It creates the bonds forged in the pursuit of this elusive digital artifact.
Well said. So what does all of this tell us about the Homestuck fandom and maybe even online communities in general?
I think the key takeaway here is that even within the seemingly niche world of Homestuck fandom, we can find reflections of like broader human behaviors and cultural trends. We see the same desires for connection, the same struggles for authenticity, the same anxieties about identity and belonging that we see playing out in the real world. And maybe, just maybe, by studying these online interactions, we can learn a little something about ourselves in the process.
Yeah, it's like holding up a mirror to society, but the mirror is made of memes and inside jokes.
Right.
You know, one thing that really struck me about this whole deep dive is this complicated relationship that this fandom has with Homestuck itself.
Yeah.
There's this deep love and respect for the source material,
mm-hmm.
but also a sense of frustration, maybe even disillusionment at times. It's like they're wrestling with the legacy of this massive, sprawling webcomic, trying to figure out where it fits into their lives now.
You've hit on something really profound there. It's something that happens with any long-running creative work, especially one as dense and complex as Homestuck. You know, over time, fans develop their own interpretations, their own headcanons, their own hopes for where the story will go. And when those expectations aren't met or when the creator moves on to other projects, it can lead to a sense of loss or even like betrayal.
It's like when your favorite band breaks up or they release a new album that just doesn't resonate with you the same way their old stuff did.
Right.
You still love them, but something's changed and you're not sure how to feel about it.
Exactly. And it's even more complicated with a webcomic like Homestuck, which was created and published online in real time with constant feedback from the fandom. There's a sense of shared ownership, of having been a part of the creative process. So when the comic ends or when it takes a direction that some fans don't agree with, it can feel very personal.
It's like realizing that the treehouse you built with your friends as a kid is now falling apart and there's nothing you could do to stop it.
Right.
You have all these memories tied up in that place and now it's fading away.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And it highlights the challenge for fans who are trying to keep that spirit alive. Like, the user who's struggling to recreate the original Homestuck art style, they're not just trying to make good art. They're trying to capture a feeling, a moment in time. They're carrying the torch, so to speak.
And that's no easy feat.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with those technical limitations we talked about earlier.
Right.
It's like trying to bake a cake from a 100-year-old recipe, using modern ingredients and appliances. You might get close. But it'll never be exactly the same.
Precisely. There's always going to be that gap between the original and the recreation. And that gap can be frustrating, even heartbreaking for some fans. But it's also an opportunity for creativity, for reinterpretation. Each generation of fans brings their own perspective, their own experiences to the table.
So it's not about trying to perfectly replicate the past. It's about building on it, adding your own layer to the story. It's like taking that old family recipe and tweaking it to make it your own while still honoring the tradition.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between preservation and evolution. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier. The negativity and hostility we saw from Mom.
Yeah.
It's easy to dismiss him as just another internet troll.
All right.
But I think there's something more nuanced going on there.
Yeah, Mom definitely left an impression.
Yeah.
It's like he was actively trying to poison the well to make the community a less enjoyable place for everyone. Do you think he genuinely believed what he was saying? Or was it all an act?
It's hard to say for sure without knowing more about him. But I think it's important to remember that online negativity often stems from real-world pain or frustration. The internet can be a safe space to vent, to lash out, to say things you wouldn't dare say in person.
It's like a pressure valve releasing all that pent-up anger and frustration into the digital void.
Exactly. And for some people, like Mom, that negativity becomes a defense mechanism, a way of pushing people away before they can get too close.
It's sad, really, because underneath all that anger, there's probably a real person who's hurting, who's longing for connection, just like everyone else.
And that's a reminder that even in the most chaotic and sometimes toxic corners of the internet, there's always that glimmer of humanity. We're all just trying to find our way to make sense of this crazy world, and sometimes we stumble along the way.
Well said. So what's the final takeaway here? What can we learn from spending a Sunday on HSG, sifting through the memes and the arguments, the inside jokes, and the occasional meltdown?
I think the biggest lesson is that online communities, even those that seem strange or niche from the outside, are microcosms of the human experience.
Yeah.
We see the same joys and sorrows, the same triumphs and failures, the same complexities and contradictions that we see in the offline world. And maybe, just maybe, by paying attention to these online interactions, we can learn to navigate our own real-world relationships with a little more empathy and understanding.
So it's not just about Homestuck. It's about us. It's about understanding what it means to be human in the digital age.
Precisely. And on that note, I think it's time for us to log off and rejoin the real world, at least for a little while.
Agreed. But before we go, I have to ask, have you seen the Dave picture?
If I told you, it wouldn't be a mystery anymore, would it?
Fair enough.
Keep searching, my friend. The internet is a vast and wondrous place, and you never know what treasures you might find.
Well, on that cryptic note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of the Homestuck fandom. Until next time, happy diving!